We have reports this morning that protesters are still in the central square of the capital of Bahrain. Thousands of protesters gathered there. And over the past few weeks, we've become used to hearing from our friend and partner in the New York Times, Nick Kristoff, and he was reporting to us from Egypt. Now, Nick, you're in Bahrain.
That's correct. But actually, right in the center of Bahrain, it looks a little bit like Tahrir did a few weeks ago. The protesters, the pro-democracy protesters here in Bahrain have turned the Pearl Roundabout right in the center of Manama to something like a replica of Tahrir. It has people camped out, as with Tahrir, the same kind of slogans, the same kind of demands, and they hope the same kind of outcome, but that's a lot less clear.
Although we're also getting reports that that's very intentional, that they are intentionally following the model of Egypt in order to bring about reforms there. I'm wondering, what do we understand of the protesters' demands at this point? They no longer want to be part of a monarchy?
Well, you know, this is an even less organized movement than the Egyptian was one was, and so you have a lot of people with different grievances. The grievances are economic. You have people who really want a fuller constitutional monarchy. A lot of people say that they would accept King Hamad continuing in office as king, but simply reduced in power so that he would reign but not rule. And a lot of people are very upset at the way King Hamad's family, the Khalifa family, essentially dominates the political power in every facet. And I think that one of the problems with Bahrain, frankly, is that there's been a huge expansion of a middle class, huge expansion in literacy, in international connections, in a middle class, and that emerging middle class wants a real voice in its future. It doesn't just want crumbs falling from a potent.
Well, tell me about how the police forces and army are responding to the protesters there. We understand that they're not necessarily interfering today.
Today they're not, but one of the regime's problems was that it hugely aggravated the situation by cracking down with really extraordinary brutality earlier in the week. You had completely peaceful protesters just sitting around, standing around, very small groups. In some cases, just women. I mean, these were protesters who were no threat to anybody. And the riot police charged, firing tear gas grenades, in some cases right at people, beating people, firing rubber bullets, and in some cases buckshot. And when one protester was killed, then there was a march of mourners from the hospital, and the police fired on those mourners and killed another person. And that just led to a tremendous wave of fury at the government that it would do that it would behave this way. And so I think the king got the message, issued a very apologetic statement, and
sounds like you're getting another call there, Nick Kristoff.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We have to leave it there anyway. We're out of time, but that's Nick Kristoff of my partner, the New York Times, reporting live from Bahrain about thousands of protesters gathered in the main square in the capital, Manama. Peaceful protest there, and as you heard Nick Kristoff say today, the armed forces are not interfering with the protesters.